Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press
2. Thank you for getting connected. eBay customer support, how are you today?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you get the call, eBay customer support. Myself, David Werner, I'm one of the technicians, okay? How are you doing today, sir?
I just received a call that there is a purchase for $299 from my account.
Yeah. So so you have purchased eBay site, you have purchased a gift card, sir? Can you confirm that?
No, I've not done that.
You've not done that. You don't have purchased anything.
No, I don't have purchased anything. I don't know how this happened, actually.
Okay, sir, don't worry. I believe that these things happen. It's a fraudulent order activate, okay? Someone misused your information. At any point of time, you have a give any person, like an unknown person, your name, your all details?
What? Sorry. Have I given anyone what?
Your personal information, like your name, your email address, your card details.
Card details? Definitely not. My name, yes.
Okay, I get it. I believe that it's a suspicious order activate. It's wrongly activated.
But which card? Sorry, can I ask which card?
Oh, let me check it out. Can you give me a second, sir?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Your card is a Visa card, okay? Activate our system, okay? So
Visa card.
Yeah.
But can I ask if you can see it, is it Italian or Australian?
Visa pardon?
Is it? Can you see if it's Italian?
No, I'm
not. Or which?
I'm not Italian, but I'm not Italian. Okay.
Okay.
So actually, it's our responsibility to inform you that you say that don't have purchased any card. So I will help you out to cancel your order first and also get refund back to you, which amount wrongly debited from your account. Okay. So you need to first of all tell that which device do you have on your place, then we are sending you a cancellation form, okay? You simply fill up the form and submit, and automatically your order is dismissed, okay, dispatched, and also get refund that money, okay?
Sorry, I can't hear you very well, so could you repeat that?
I'm saying that we are sending you a cancellation form on your device. You simply fill it up, okay, on yourself and submit, okay? You want submit the form, you automatically refund the money back, which amount wrongly debited from your account, and also your confirmation, your purchase details are removed our system, okay?
Yes.
So you need to first of all tell that which device do you have on your place, like computer, tablet, mobile phone.
I have a mobile phone from which I'm calling and a computer.
You have computer and mobile phone. And you're talking to me, your mobile phone, right? Your mobile phone, is it an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone?
Sorry?
Your mobile phone, is it Android one or is it an Apple iPhone?
It's Android.
Okay. So you need to put the column speaker, sir. You need, first of all, put the column speaker and go back to the normal home page. You can see all the app, all the icon on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to find out one of the application. Say that you say that you have an Android phone, right? You have a Play Store. Can you say that? Check it that.
I have Android. Yes.
You open the Play Store.
Yes.
I believe that you open the Play Store. Now, what can you see right now on the screen?
Binance. Nothing. Yeah, the Play Store. Notification.
Okay. Now, you can check your mobile screen. Extreme top, have any search panel? Say that search for apps and game.
Yeah.
and tap the panel, search panel.
Yes, yes, I opened it.
And you need to tap on the search panel and you type over there, A as Apple.
Yeah.
Then N as an Ellie.
M?
N as an MC. N.
Yes.
Then Y as a yellow.
Yeah.
Then D as a doctor.
Yeah.
Then E as a echo.
E as echo.
Then S as a sugar.
S as what?
S as a sugar. S. S as sugar. S as snake.
Sugar, yes.
Sugar. Then K as a king.
K as king?
Yeah. Now what type over there, sir?
Any desk?
Any desk. Then click on search. Now what appear on your screen, sir?
Any desk, desktop, remote.
Okay. Now, first option, you need to tap on the any desk, the red color, a diamond box over there, red color icon, say that any desk.
Yes.
And tap on that, and tap on install. And install is done, then let me know, okay? I'm hold the line for you, okay? You already install our application, any desk. First of all, then you got the notification.
No, but why should you, like, use my... I really don't understand this. You're from the eBay support.
Yeah, I have an eBay support, but I'm sending your cancellation form. That's the reason I'm first of all connect you our device, okay? Your device, our system, okay? Then I'm easily send you the cancellation form on your device. You simply fill up the form, okay? You need to fill up the form to submit to cancel your order, okay? That's it.
Yes.
And I install is done, then let me know, okay? I'm hold the line for you, okay?
I have the app.
Okay, now open up the application.
Yes.
Now what can you see?
My address.
Can you confirm me the address, sir?
Sorry, I need to ask you something. How do I know that you are actually from the eBay support?
Because you see our logo, our system, okay? Use mobile screen, okay? First of all, connect you our server. You need to see our logo, our all details on your screen, okay? Then I will send you a cancellation form, okay? So can you confirm your address? So you need to get the 90s number over there. Can you confirm me that?
Could you repeat?
Yeah, can you confirm me your 90s address panel over there? Can you confirm me the number?
It's 692.
Yeah. 692.
I don't know, because this thing is actually making me freak out a little bit.
What? Little bit?
I'm freaking out a little bit because I would never give my account numbers or anything like that to anyone. So I don't understand why.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not need any personal details on your. I'm already told that each and everything. First of all, connect you our system, our server. Then you automatically receive on your screen a cancellation form. You simply fill up yourself, your cancellation.
Okay. Okay.
Can you confirm the number? Cancellation number.
692.
Uh huh.
203.
203.
455.
Okay. Now, what can you see on the screen? Any option over there, allow or anything? I think you are reject our session, right? I think you are reject our session. You need to allow.
By accident, because the screen turned off. Could you redo it?
I'll send you the request once again, sir. You start, press the allow, any option over there allows to start the session to cancellation procedure, okay? You need to start that, okay? Now check it that on the screen.
Yes.
Now you need to press the allow, okay? Accept or allow over there. Now what can you see on your screen right now?
Okay. Allow.
Allow. Now accept.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now press the home key and go back to the previous page.
Sorry, what do I do?
Now hold on, don't do anything. I'm sending after the call our account department. Guide up each and everything and also get refund the money. Okay, now hold on.
Yes.
Give me a second.
Yes, thank you.
Hold. Thank you for holding the line. This is James. The call has been transferred to me for further help. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well,
I need to cancel this payment that I have never accepted.
Okay. Well, I do believe that you have a word with my junior representative, and he was just helping you. He was just through some security procedure. And
No.
Okay. Well, have you actually understand what was exactly happened to you and why you have been charged?
No, I don't understand.
You don't understand, right.
I have a visa card.
Uh-huh.
I'm now in Australia. And I have a MasterCard here. So if it's a Visa card, as your associate told me, then it must be my Italian credit card, debit card.
Okay. You do one thing. Do you do online banking with eBay? Like, when was the last time you have used it?
I think... 6 months ago, I bought some from my account. I bought some papers, rolling papers for cigarettes.
Okay, and apart from you, is there anyone else who have got access to your account information? Like, has you shared your banking, any of your financial things, to anyone?
Just my parents, but they would definitely never do this. And otherwise, no, definitely not.
Okay, no need to tell me about. Let me just help you. Just can you please try to open up your eBay account?
Yes, I can do it.
Yeah, just
eBay.
Try to log. Yep. With the help of your cell phone.
On my cell phone.
In your cell phone, yes.
Yes, I can do that.
Yes.
eBay.
And apart from this cell phone, you do have any computers, laptop, any device?
Yes.
Okay. Now, once you just successfully get login into your eBay account, just knock me once.
Okay.
Take your time. Sorry?
No, wait, I'm just trying to remember which account it was.
Okay, just take your time.
Yeah.
If you're facing any problem, you can just simply ask me.
Okay. I'm doing the verify yourself thing.
Yes.
Come on. It keeps on telling me that it's not a match.
Okay, so you see the password does not match. Right.
So
it means you can understand. Like
what should I do? Like, because I have access to my email, so I could.
No, look, right now, the reason why you, why it won't let you in your account, because your account has been seized, and it was under the control of those fraud people who are using your eBay account, who are trying to make these kinds of fraud payments, right? That is why it won't let you in your eBay account. No problem. You do one thing. Do you, in which bank do you deal with?
What? Sorry?
In which, do you do any online banking with the help of your cell phone? Do you check your statements online, actually?
I can check my statements, yes.
Alright, just try to check it without giving me any of your banking information. Just try to check it once.
Yeah, but... I'm sorry, but I will not allow you to see it with any desk with the app.
I won't be able to see anything. The AnyDesk application, it's just a security application, right? Once you would try to log in, it won't let us to see anything over there, right? It would be gonna like this application will, which this application will actually detect if we will count any illegal things on it, the server will detect it automatically, right? As we have found that your eBay account has been breached and it was under the control of those people who are accessing your account, right? So at the moment,
probably what happened is that maybe so I bought these papers and I didn't maybe it saved. It could be that it saved my. It saved my, how do you say, it saved my past, like my card, without me knowing, and I'd never erased it. Is that possible?
Sorry, come again, sir?
That maybe I did my last purchase, and, saved my card, let's say, on my eBay account, but it was never actually, I never erased the card.
That is why you're facing this problem. Well, we will check each and every...
No, it could be, I mean, let me see, for example.
You are an Italian?
I am Italian, yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds good.
Why?
What do you think? What could am I? Do I sound like an Australian?
No, you don't sound like an Australian.
Correct. Well, I'm not an Australian. Actually, I'm an Indian. I lived in Australia.
My mother country is India.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm... yeah, actually, on my... Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Okay. Wait a second. Yes, I'm looking... Sorry, I'm looking at my... at my bank now. So I'll see if there is anything strange.
Uh-huh. Just check it once, and if you will got to see any illegal or any unwanted payments, just to let me know.
Actually, no. No, there are not. So this is lucky.
And this is the only bank which you deal with?
Yes.
Which
this is
get login?
Well, I have, as I said, I have also now an Australian bank mm-hmm. account. But that one is, I just have a MasterCard. A MasterCard card, not a Visa card. So the Visa must be the Italian thing. And I didn't receive any charges for that amount of money.
Okay. Like, have you received any illegal kinds of, errors or notifications, warnings from your bank when... like for this kinds of illegal things which has been going on? You do one thing.
No.
Just simply open up the AnyDesk. Let me just get you connected to the server first. Do you see your address?
Yes.
All right. Now, once you've got to see any security warning, do let me know.
Yes, I
have.
All right.
Look on the bottom. I do believe you have remembered the things. Give a click on I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Give a click on accept. And again, give a click on accept. Then start now or start broadcast. If you will got to send
yes,
you off like that.
It's going.
Okay. Now just press the home button and come back to your normal home screen. Where you
yes.
will got to see all of your icons. Lovely. Now, open up your browser, the Google browser.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you have tried to log in into your eBay account, but it won't let you in, right?
It won't let me in, no.
Okay. No problem. You do one thing. You close it.
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah, just give me a second, sir. Just give me a second.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Just give me a second, let me just have a conversation with the anti-fraud department team, as because we are getting lots of errors and notifications, warnings from the server. And you have told me that you have not get any kinds of alerts and any kinds of error messages, right? So
no, from the bank, no, and there is also no, because I was told that I needed to authorize a payment for $299, but I didn't receive any
messages, right?
Anything.
Well, as I have get you connected to the server, we have found some alerts, we have found some error notification warning from the server. No problem, sir. What I'm going to do is, at the moment, let me just try to connect this call to the accounts department, all right, for your security purpose. They will be going to help you further, all right?
Yes.
Hello?
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 A very good day to you, sir. Your call has been transferred to the accounts department of eBay headquarters. My name is Alex Willem. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Thank you very much.
Good to hear that. Now, I do believe my previous colleague has explained you each and everything. What exactly is going on? Right.
It's going on that I received a call because my... basically, my card was charged $300
okay.
For an eBay, apparently an eBay gift card.
Okay, let me explain you the things once again. The thing is that yesterday night around 10 o'clock, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299.99 of purchasing JB Hi-Fi gift card. It's a purchase of $299.99. to the billing address of 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. As it's an international transaction, we put the transaction on hold, and that's why we are calling you directly so that we can help you. Now,
yes.
What we're going to do, we're going to block the fraud charges so that in future you don't receive any kind of charge, okay? Now,
yes.
The thing is that our server has detected that people are trying to misuse your information. They're already in your internet line. They're monitoring your internet activities, and they're able to see all your internet activity status. And for that reason, whatever you're doing online, they're able to watch each and everything. Now, please do a thing, ma'am. Sorry. Do a thing, sir. Open up a Google page from your end on your phone. Open up a fresh page of Google.
Yeah. I've got it.
Have you got a fresh page of Google from your end?
A fresh page, yes.
Now, on the search bar, you need to type my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
My.
Leave a space.
My, sorry?
Then leave a space.
Yeah.
Then number one, numerical one.
Yeah.
Then P for papa. Now,
yeah.
This any option coming up, it says my 1P address location. Give a touch on that.
Yes, I got it.
Now, just after that, you will get to see an option coming up. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out your not VPN. Do you see that? Look at the top. You will get to see the first option. What is my IP address location? Find out your NordVPN. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, look at the top of your screen. You will get to see it says your IP and your status. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. What is your status you can see, sir?
Not protected.
It's unprotected, right?
Yes, unprotected.
Okay. And I do believe you know what is IP address. Do you know anything about IP address?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm explaining the things once again. IP address is internet protocol address from where you're using your internet line. All of your internet activity status, all of your informations are getting saved in the IP address. Apart from you, No one else in this world is allowed to use this IP address because it has been created for your own personal use, okay, on your own device. Now, the thing is that if someone using your IP address, they will be able to get all of your internet details, all of your information from online. So, the thing is that you can see your status is unprotected. That means that without your authorization, someone is getting into your internet line and they're misusing your details. And for that reason, you're getting this kind of fraudulent charges. Okay. Now, right at the moment, as because you're connected with the eBay Secure Server, the robotic server is giving you the security firewall of our company so that your internet line can be protected for temporary reason. Like, you're using the temporary security of the eBay so that you can use your internet in a safe and secure way at the moment. Now, mm-hmm. Do you see any red alert on the middle of your screen? If you see, please read it out for me.
The red alert, like it says just every activity that you do online can be seen by every person who is buying your connection.
You can see on your own device, the device has given you the alert from your IP address that someone is trying to misuse the information and doing this kind of fraudulent activity. Now, what we need to do, sir, as because your informations are trying to be compromised, we're going to put the security, okay, so that in future, you don't receive any kind of international transaction. Now, simply come out of the Google, come back to the home page. Yes. Now, I do believe you check your banking statements on online. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm on the line with you. You just check all your banking statements from online. If you see any unusual transaction, even if it is of $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on it and we can help you to provide with the securities again so that in future you don't receive anything. I'm on the line. You just check all your statements from
online. Yes, I'm checking them right now.
And you have to do it from this phone. You can't use any other phone, sir. I already told you. Your internet line is not secure, all right? So make sure you're using this phone which is connected with the secure server, all right?
But, like, I'm doing it from my computer.
You use a computer?
Yes.
So right at the moment, please don't log in. First of all, we need to provide the security on your computer as well so that we can start the security and you can use your internet line in a secure way, okay? So, the computer you're using, sir, is that a Windows one or is it an Apple Mac?
No, it's a Windows.
It's a Windows one. And which Google browser do you use for most of your online activity? Is it Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge or Firefox?
It's Google Chrome.
It's Google Chrome. All right. Open up a fresh page of Google Chrome from your end.
Yes.
Open up a fresh page. Have you opened it up?
Yes.
Now, look at the top of your screen. At the extreme top, you will get to see a long address panel, a long search bar where you can type something. Do you see that?
Yes.
Simply type over there, all in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase, okay? Type in on the address bar, letter GG for Google, letter G.
Yes.
Again, type letter G, G as in Google, letter G.
Yeah.
Put a period like a dot.
Yeah.
Then again, type GG.
Yeah.
Then put a forward slash.
Yes.
Do you know which one is a forward slash? Have you put the forward slash?
Yes.
Okay, now after putting the forward slash, you need to type the word update, UPDATE.
Yes, yes, update.
Then without giving any space, type number 0.
Number 0?
Yes, numerical 0.
Mm-hmm.
0 once again.
Yeah.
Then number 1, numerical 1.
Yes.
Now just read it back to me, whatever you have typed, so that I can double check it.
gg.gg front slash is the one that's at the top on its left or on its right?
You just give a good look.
Wait.
On your keyboard. Yes, just give a good look on your keyboard. Can
yes.
you see the shift key?
Yes, I used the right one. I checked it online.
All right. That's good.
Then it's 001.
Yes, it's gg.gg/update001. Now press enter
yes.
from your keyboard. Press enter.
Yes.
You will be receiving the security file. Look at the left hand side bottom corner. This is a security
Any
file.
Yes.
Any desk.exe? Yes. Open it up. Give a double click on it.
Yes.
Now you'll get to see it says your address and some numbers on your screen.
Yes. Okay. So now you're going to ask me to check my bank details, right?
We will do it later. First of all, let us give you the security from the server. Okay? So that we can
see yeah,
you
online. Yes. Sorry. If I interrupt you,
yes.
Like I didn't receive anything from my bank, any notification from my bank.
Yes, because because your internet line is getting compromised, the hackers are using your identity details. They're already pretending to be you, so the bank is not aware that. It's not you who is doing this kind of activity, okay? The bank is thinking that all the activities are done by you. It's not someone else, okay? So that's the reason our security server already put the charges on hold so that you don't lose any of your funds. But
yes, the thing is, I don't, how do I know that you are eBay helpers and you are not trying to look at my bank
from the very beginning, sir? We have tried to explain you the things. We haven't asked you any of your single personal details over the call. That's the first point. The second thing is that you can check all your internet activity status are going wrong. I just showed you without asking anything. I'm showing you each and everything in front of your own eyes, okay? And right now you can check on your phone that you're connected with the eBay secure server, not to any other XYZ company. All right.
Yeah, eBay anti-fraud department.
Australia. Exactly.
Yes.
But we are not from any XYZ team. We are not from any XYZ company. All right. And we are not here to waste your time or our time. We know what we are doing for you. It's our job. We do it regularly. You're not the first victim, sir. Lots of people nowadays in Australia are facing these problems, and we know what we are doing for you, okay? So please have a patience a little bit so that you can check all your statements in a secure way, all right? Because we don't want the hackers get to know what we are doing for you, because our motive is to catch them in red hands as well, all right? So we need your full cooperation so that at the end of the call, we can catch them and we can block them up, okay? Now, what can you see on your screen? Can you see it says your address and the numbers? Confirm me the numbers first. We need to activate the ID for you. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
The thing is, yes. No, I'm checking. I'm just, I'm sorry. I don't want to waste your time, but
sir, I'm not asking you to give me any of your information. You already
you are asking me to open up my bank account while an application can see my screen.
No, that application is not going to remotely access your screen or your desktop. I already told you, sir. It's a security server. It's a robotic server is going to connect to you so that you can get the security firewall to your internet line. It's for your own safety we are doing it, okay? Because we don't want that in future you lose any of your funds because of our team, okay? It's our responsibility to give you the security. That's why we are doing this for you. Alright. Now just confirm me the ID number first of all, sir. Confirm me the ID. We're gonna give you all the securities you will get to see in your screen. You will do, you're doing it on your computer on your own. You will get to see each and everything. I'm gonna show you each and everything. But just have some patience and trust on me. I'm not from any XYZ company. Right.
Sorry, you have to wait a second because
Hello?
Yes?
Sir, we don't have the whole day, sir. You need to understand. We have to do this as soon as possible for you. Alright? So make sure
yeah.
we can do this for you as soon as possible. Please tell me the ID, let me activate the ID, and let's finish this work as soon as possible.
By the way, how did you get this number actually?
I beg your pardon?
How do you know my number from the eBay service?
Sir, we have your information with us.
No, that's not possible because I just made this number.
We have all your details registered over here. That's why we are able to call you. We know what the things we are doing for you.
Can you tell me that my details?
This is a recorded line. I'm not allowed to ask you or share any of your personal details over the call, sir. This call is getting recorded for training and quality purpose and for Better Business Bureau. So if I try to ask you or tell you any details, I can lose my job. I'm here to provide you the security. All right. That's all I can do for you.
Okay. So let's just do like this. I will contact my bank, and I will tell them to stop any possible purchases.
That's not gonna resolve the problem. That's not gonna resolve the problem. The bank will only block your account. When you tell these things, your bank will only block your account. But that's gonna resolve the problem because your informations are still getting compromised. When you will unblock your bank again, you will face these problems again and again because your internet line, your informations are already with someone else who is outside this country. You need to understand the thing, sir. You are getting my point, what I'm trying to explain you? Let me show you all the possible things. I'm going to show you all the things, sir. First of all, let me connect you with the secure server. Then I will be able to show you all the possible things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. First, confirm me the ID number.
No, I will not give that to you. I'm sorry.
Sir, it's for your own security. You did the same thing on your phone. And we have connected you with the secure server. We're going to do the same thing with the computer as well. What's the point?
Yeah, but you asked me also to check my...
Yes, tell me.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yes. I'm sorry.
You don't trust on us, okay? I understand. If you lose any of your funds,
You are not giving me any reason, any true reason to say that you are actually from eBay. You know the name eBay.
Your single details till now. Did I ask you any of your details?
No, you didn't ask any of my details.
I told you to check your banking statements for your own security. If you see, sorry. If you see any unusual transaction, even if it is a $1 which is unknown to you, we can make a report on it so that we can send it to your bank and we can block them up. Because what the hackers do, they do small transactions in the beginning, and when they get to see that the bank is allowing all the transactions from that place, they will make a bigger amount transaction, and at that point of time you will not be able to save your money as well as your information, because it's already getting compromised, okay? You will gonna face the problems again and again in future. Are you getting my point, sir?
I get your point.
So what's the reason? What's the problem you're getting? I'm trying to help you. Yes, tell me.
The problem is this, basically. That everyone could tell me. I'm not here to try and steal your money so that I feel super safe, and then I give you, I access my bank account.
Listen to me. We are from eBay headquarters, and we are from the anti-fraud department. We are not from any XYZ team, okay? We are not from customer support.
Yeah,
we are not.
How do I know that? How do I know that? I'm sure there is. Now I'm typing it.
Don't trust your eyes. You just get to see on the any security page that you are connected with the eBay anti-fraud department. You haven't seen that? Do you trust your eyes or not?
I don't trust my eyes, no.
Then I can't do anything for you, sir. Sorry. If you lose any of your funds from your account at that point of time, you can't blame on us, okay? We are making a report.
Okay.
Yes. If you lose any of your funds, sir, right now, after the end of this call, we are not going to refund back you any of the funds. We are not going to refund you any money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's your decision what you want to do, sir. We don't have the whole day, sir. You need to understand.
I will.
I'm not.
I will call you back.
We are not going to take the call back, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
If you receive any transaction, if you lose any of your funds, they are not going to refund you the money. You will
get
a
I'll accept the risk.